Sean King for Your Digital Life. We are here at CES in Las Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Apple Specialist at applespecialist.com. We're talking to the CEO and president of Celestron, celestron.com, Joe Lupica. Did I say that name right?
Yes.
All right, good.
Hi, Sean. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for allowing us to do this. We saw you guys on CNN with this new device that you've got, the Sky Scout. Give us a little quickie on what the Sky Scout is in basics.
Okay, Sean. The Sky Scout is a personal planetarium. It will allow you... It has 6,000 objects in it, and it will allow you to identify any bright object in the sky that you have an interest in. The way the Sky Scout works is that it has a GPS unit in it, so it knows the place where on Earth you're located. It has gravitational sensors and a compass. It'll know what orientation your hand is held in. So you just hold the unit up to the brightest object you want to look at, press the button, and it'll describe all the scientific data of that object. It'll tell you what constellation it may be in, if it's a star. It'll tell you all about Mars. I mean, it's a teaching and educational tool that we think is the missing link in astronomy.
One of the problems with a lot of telescope stuff is that people look at it in a store and it's huge, it looks complicated, they've got to do all this sighting in, I've got to figure out how to set it up. This takes all that difficult work out of it, doesn't it?
You're exactly right, Sean. I've been in this industry for 20 years, and there's always been that intimidation of the sky. Everyone's in awe of the sky, and sky maps are difficult to learn. Computerized telescopes, we thought, were the answer.
Yeah.
We came out with computerized telescopes in 1984. Yeah. We were the first company to do it, and we've had them out since, but it's still a small niche of people that are really interested in astronomy and learning and taking the time. Now you don't have to take the time. You take your kid out, your family out, and observe it, and you know exactly what object you're looking at.
The other great thing is that this can be used, I'm assuming from the description, in the city, too. A lot of telescopes, they were useless in the city. This thing sounds like it can be used anywhere on Earth.
Exactly, Sean. You can use it anywhere. Any object that you see, it'll find. And it also has a locate mode. So if you want to see Mars and you don't know...
Wait a minute. Really? You can tell it that show me Venus and Mars and things like that?
And what you do is you put go in locate mode. It'll have a little red dot to show you which direction it wants you to move. So you follow the red dot.
Oh, that's cool.
And when all the red dots light up, that's Mars.
That's very
and
cool.
And then it'll describe what Mars, the fourth closest planet to the sun, and give you a little description of it.
People on it?
Yep. Any of that, Sean. It had, for the 200 brightest objects, it has audio. You have to read it. It has an earplug that you can plug in and listen to. And if you could buy speakers, and if you're in a group, you could play that audio. We're excited about it.
The other thing I loved about it is that it's also got mythological information. It's not just straight scientific stuff.
No, exactly. Because everyone's interested in mythology. Yeah. It'll tell you all the history of the stars, the planets, the constellations. It also has a five-section course in astronomy. It starts from the beginning, goes through, and if you want to learn it. It has the most famous astronomers. Galileo, touch the history of him. Comets it has on it, 88 constellations. You could give images of constellations, and then it'll walk you through that constellation star by star so you could see exactly how the shape is. I mean, it's a great product for $399.
My favorite constellation is Orion with Betelgeuse up in there, and that would show folks. A lot of folks don't realize Orion's a red giant. They don't realize that's not just a star. It's a gigantic red star. That would tell you that.
You aren't kidding. Exactly. It'll tell you that, and it'll show you that, show you the outline of it. And so we think there's a lot of good information in here that will really excite people about astronomy.
How detailed will the viewing be? Will I be able to see the rings of Saturn, the moons of Jupiter?
No, you can't. There is no power in this. We wanted to make it as easy as possible. You introduce magnification, and it's more difficult to see objects and find them. So it's zero power, and once you're interested in what you're looking at, hopefully you buy one of our telescopes.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a move up
there. That's right. Yeah. No, it's exactly. So that's it's a entertainment and an educational.
Oh, you have to go to the website, Celestron. It's CELESTRON.com. Physically, about how big is this? How much does it weigh?
It weighs a little less than a pound.
Okay.
So it's like a small camcorder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks about, what, 6 inches long?
Yeah, about 6-8 inches long. You can hold it in one hand. It has a nice grip on it, and great little tool.
And you can take this anywhere. It's not like a regular telescope. It's got to stay in your home. You can, when you go to the cabin in the summertime, you can take it with you and see different things.
You can. You can throw it in a backpack if you're camping, and that, you know, there's great features for that. We have had a couple of Boy Scout leaders come to the show, and they said, this is great. We could put, you know, we have an SD slot. They're already talking about coming up with a card for a badge. You stick in the card, and they have to do certain things. You have to sight certain objects, and you obtain a different badge for the Boy Scouts. I mean, there's a lot of different uses.
Where's the data coming from? Is this U.S. geological, sorry, U.S. astronomical data?
No, we have developed this database ourselves, our own engineering staff. And most of it is, yeah, general information that's already out there, and it's just we have put it in a form that it's easier to locate.
What's the price point?
$399.
And when's it available and where?
It'll be available March, April, and at a lot of specialty stores throughout the United States, Amazon.com, and just go to our website. And right now, a lot of our dealers are taking pre-orders. So visit our website, and there'll be a list of dealers in the United States that you can order from.
You've got any kid in your family or even an adult who's interested in astronomy, this thing is very, very cool. We'll be talking to Joe Lupica. I screwed his name up. Let me try it again. Joe Lupica, President and CEO of Celestron at Celestron.com. Joe, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
This has been Sean King from Your Digital Life. We are here at CES in Las Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Apple Specialist at AppleSpecialist.com. See ya.